Nasty Morning by Hiromi Ito. More than through skin, more than through sex, unease is something that becomes clear through language. Something that makes me particular. There were no accentual modulations in that language. Surrounded by accentless speakers, I couldn't carry on a conversation. I was illiterate, too. I abhorred written language. Their accentless addresses frightened me. Didn't feel directed toward me. If I answered, my language sounded ugly, sounded deformed. I could not erase that. When I catch the delicate nuances of accent in the language he learned in a land far away, I wanted to wash it all away. Language spoken aloud is all mine. Knowledge, emotions, time, things we eat. Even if under the influence of others, even if under the control of others, even if the language he writes is understood only by others far away, the language that enters my ears, comes out my mouth, and disappears is all my own. Something I want to claim, even if wet with my saliva as I scrub him late at night. I imagine washing all that accentless language from his skin of his freckled back. De sweetish ritter a woman, he taught me this once. De sweetish it a man, I imitated him. Parroted language. One breath, then another. He was a strange frog, a cricket, pronouncing with ease, but first he taught me nashite monen. Next, I habu eaten parente. Next, I nata hungere. Next, you are a nata hungere. I touched his language that day for the first time. When I did, I was jealous of language. With it, he is connected to the world outside. He writes, people read, that remains. But just then, he spoke to me in his language that remains, just like my language. His is voiced, then disappears. Even if relationships disappear there, even if memory disappears there, this language, voiced and disappearing, is suito. I wanted to study and understand his language, even if, only like those boys, it makes me sigh with regret. Still, the words I spoke made him crazy. He said he thought about them for ages. My language threatened the freckles on his back. They moved. They squirmed. For his thick arms, how light I must have been, like an imp or fairy. My language percolated through his voice, then became free, taking on the heat and scent of his body. It coiled around me, then disappeared through language. He dug into me, searched for me, so heavy from the imps and fairies settled there, searching out and finding my skin, my lips.